top line when I quiz your involvements before the sun. But clear your court, cause this a one-man sport, and who's better for this than plugged one? Don't have to worry about me squashing other deals, cause they've already been squished. Freeze a frame of our moves the same, wish we can continue right behind the bush. You'll stay with me, I know this, but not because of all my earthly treasures, or regardless to the fact that I'm past the noose, but because this dance to introduce myself as the chosen one to speak. Let me lay my hand across yours and aim a kiss upon your cheek. The name's Plug 2, and from the soul I bring you the daisy of your choice. May it be filled with a pleasure principle in circumference to my voice. About those other Jennies I reckoned with, lost them all like a homework excuse. This time the magic number is 2, cause it takes 2, not 3 to seduce. My destiny of love is brought to an apex. Sex is a mere molecule in this world of lust that I have for you. It's true, true. Let this rhyme style get somewhat poured in the mold. Hold my hand and we'll pick my plantation of daisies for a bouquet of soul. Like at the cut of a rim, take it as filled to the rim as in brim. Squeeze your stoop like Betty Boop, then make camel alphabet soup and spell plug ones within. Forward marching to say when transistors will play, coming to bed is the move. Dolby sound will be then top crown when I put the needle into your groove. I got a good thing, and in full swing. I show this in gifts, words or letters, but even without those three, I know you'd be close to me, cause soul that I send is taking steps to reach your heart. Any moment you feel alone, I can fill up your empty part. We can ascend till we reach daylight heaven, and in a spin we'll hit the top 10. Then we could meet Mr. Stucky and Pops, Brother Lucky will preach, let the wedding begin. Shot by an arrow of Cupid through a string of a G-clef, my dear, I claim your death. And if you could hear me, by golly G, true goy is ready for what you possess. We could live in my plug to home, and on Mars where we could be all alone. And we make a song for two, picture perfect things, and I sing of how
I know I love you better.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Just want to note that this may be the last week I get to go late at all. We don't know for sure, so I should have taken better advantage of it this season. I know. I failed. Oh well. Anyway, the ultimate radio obituary tonight is for Hedley Jones, the Jamaican musician, audio engineer, inventor, trade unionist, and writer. You're just going to have to bear with me on this one because I find this one quite fascinating. He designed and played one of the first solid-bodied electric guitars. Yes, he designed it and played it. He designed and built Jamaica's first sound systems. Also, their first traffic lights. He made his own cello at the age of 14, and he also made a banjo. In 1935, he moved to Kingston and worked as a tailor, a cabinet maker, a bus conductor. He repaired sewing machines, radios, and gramophones. He played banjo in a Hawaiian jazz band and went on to form his own Hedley Jones Sextet, who apparently did not record. He was inspired by the recordings of Charlie Christian, but unable to afford an imported guitar, so he built himself a solid-bodied electric guitar and it was featured in the Gleaner on the front page in September 1940, which was about the same time Les Paul was doing similar pioneering work in the U.S. He started making amplifiers in the late 1940s, and he played jazz and Cuban records through them at the record store he owned called Bop City. He built powerful amplifiers with technology advanced, and with the technology as it advanced capacity to distinguish and enhance treble, mid-range, and bass frequencies. He was totally fascinated by public address systems prior to World War II. And so he ended up building an early sound system for a hardware store owner, who was also a DJ, named Tom Wong, known as Tom the Great Sebastian. And that's who started having very popular dance parties. Hedley Jones built sound systems for rival DJs, including Arthur Duke Reed, whose Trojan sound system became the most popular, and he also built one for Coxone Dodd. Of course he did. All Jamaican obits lead back to Coxone Dodd. In 1963, Dodd commissioned Jones to build the equipment for his Studio One recording studios in Kingston. And Jones was ultimately described as Jamaica's most important pioneer of sound system electronics. Hedley Jones built and demoed Jamaica's first traffic lights in 1952 following Hurricane Charlie and the devastation that came along with it. He also achieved eminence as an astronomer, grinding his own lenses and building several telescopes, ultimately recognized by the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission for his work in astronomy. And not long before his death, he received the Lifetime Achievement Award from the Jamaica Reggae Industry Association. I'm really fascinated by this guy. Hedley Jones just passed away at 99. One final tune to go out on to wrap up, or to be this ultimate radio obituary. And then, of course, we'll be back here next week with more bubbles in the think tank for your stick-shaking action. Hang out with us all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, and be back here throughout the week, too, to enjoy the free-formy goodness that is your free-form radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
On a sailing ship, and when I reached Jamaica, I made a stop, but I said to say I'm on my way, won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around, I had to leave a little girl in Kingston town. Swing to and fro, yeah. I must declare my heart is
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
Shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
Dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone.
This time it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're riding on it,
return to sender,
Hi, I'm Cory Doctor of the Electronic Frontier Foundation. If you speak your mind in your blog or podcast, you need EFF. Protect your free speech rights at EFF.org.
I'd love to speak with Leonard. He's a sportsman and a shepherd. He's a lazy bastard living in a suit. But he does say what I tell him, even though it isn't welcome. He just doesn't have the freedom to refuse. He will speak these words of wisdom, like a sage, a man of vision, though he knows he's really nothing but the brief elaboration of a tube. Going home without my sorrow, going home sometime tomorrow, going home to where it's better than before. Going home without my burden, going home curtain, going home without the costume that I wore. He wants to write a love song, an anthem of forgiving, a manual for living with defeat. Recovering, but that isn't what I need him to complete. I want him to be certain that he doesn't have a burden, that he doesn't need a vision, that he only has permission to do my instant bidding, which is to say what I have told him to repeat. Going home without my sorrow, going home sometime tomorrow, going home to where it's better than before. Going home without my burden, going home behind the curtain, going home without this costume that I wore.
Seven quarters on the dresser, pennies in the sock drawer, a framed picture of paradise taken the summer before. I learned to love cold showers, Frost learns to kiss, not bite, especially in the winter. I was alone every night. Tomorrow, tomorrow. Yesterday and the time before. I my neighbor's door so loud I can't sleep anymore. Seasons come, a trip in September, 'cause I was ready for a fall, to leave the trees and me to ponder the meaning of it all, with red, brown, yellow and green, and all the space in between. You know, this earth is so deep and wide, why can't I feel that inside? Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow is yesterday and the time before. Opportunity comes knock, 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 knocking on my neighbor's door. We get wrapped. helping hand. You saw my cut shine like diamonds in the light. How was I to know that was your kryptonite? Yeah, you were playing with my who, what, where, when, why. You were trying to be everything I want and everything I need. Yeah, school by the five and half the time. You were trying to convince me that you could read my mind. And you can call this what you want. I'm gonna sing it like a song. I can feel it roll, roll around my mind before it slips off my tongue. Some coulda, shoulda, wouldas wreaking havoc in my mind. Circles can't fit into squares like I can't change the time. No matter what I say or do or try, if the past gives me my present, then I don't know why. I'll raise my hands to the sky to measure the distance between you and I. Beyond the tree like that starlight hits your face, but it can't make you stay. I'll raise my hands to the sky to measure the distance between you and I. Beyond the tree like that starlight hits your face, but it can't make you stay.
WMFO.
On the web at WMFO.org.
We leave room for your growth tomorrow.
Thank you.
crossing over now. To the other side. The other side.
Thank you. Hey, this is Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO Medford. Freeform Radio.
As long